Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week I talked about insecurity and I told a story about a woman whose brother and sister had been treated differently than she was, or at least she felt they had been treated differently than she was growing up, and some of the insecurities and questions she had about herself that resulted from this. This week I'm going to talk about other things that can happen as a result of messages we receive growing up. And sort of what I had sort of summed up last week was that, you know, when we get these messages and we're unable to sort of identify where it is the problem is, we have a tendency to project whatever problem there is onto ourselves, right? And so my father's in a bad mood. I don't understand why. And so I assume that his bad mood is because of me. And then I talked about how sort of this programming, this idea that I'm the problem, then sort of follows us throughout our lives. But then I started thinking about it, and I think there are several other, at least a couple other things that also happen as a result of these messages, beyond just insecurity. So what are some of the other effects that we can have from getting the wrong message as a child, or taking the wrong messages as we're growing up? And I think one of the first ones is that it raises our expectations of other people. And here's what I mean. If we're raised in an environment where we're expected to be perfect, or we feel as though we're expected to be perfect, I think we grow up with the expectation that perfection is the goal. And so we put that on ourselves. And I would say that's why we struggle with insecurity. It's why we struggle with low self-esteem. It's why we struggle with just generally feeling bad about ourselves. But the other thing we do is we take that high expectation, we take that need for perfection, and we put it on other people. And so we say, well, hell, if I'm expected to be perfect, then everybody else should be too. And so I hold people to a much higher standard than's probably reasonable because I think that that's the standard people should be held to, right? And so one of the effects of from critical parenting is that we expect more from other people, that we take the high expectations that were placed on us and we put them on other people. And I think this then opens the door to a couple other problems. I think one of the other effects of this and critical parenting is it leaves no room for mistakes. That you can't just make a simple mistake. Everything has to be nefarious. And so it's not a matter of you were doing your best and it just didn't work out. It was that you weren't doing your best, or that your best is so insufficient or so inadequate that of course it wasn't going to work out. And so I think one of the other effects is that it doesn't leave any room for mistakes, that you either have to be perfect or you did it on purpose. And I think that creates this false expectation that very few people are going to meet. I think the other effect that comes out of a high expectation of others is a harsh response to others and a judgment of others. If I feel like I'm being judged because I'm not perfect, then I'm going to feel very justified judging other people who aren't perfect. It just sort of makes sense. So part of the effect of being raised with critical parenting or with getting critical feedback is that it affects the way I'm going to view other people. I'm going to be more judgmental towards people. I'm going to have higher expectations. I'm going to get angry with people when they don't meet my expectations. But I also think there are a couple other effects that really are more sort of less about other people and more about us. The first is I think is that having critical parenting or harsh parenting leads to a sense of anger. And here's what I mean. If you go to work today and you do your best or what you perceive as your best, and at the end of the day, as you're leaving, you're given critical feedback. Hey, you know, you did okay, but why don't you try better tomorrow? You're going to accept that for a day or two, maybe a day or 10. But after a little bit of time, whatever that is, after a week, a month, whatever it is for you, eventually this feeling that I'm never going to meet expectations leads to frustration and then ultimately leads to anger. Anger at myself because I can't get things done the way I think I should be, and anger at other people for not being more understanding that I'm doing my best. And I think when you look around the world that we live in, angry is a very apt description of where we are as a society. And the final impact that I think critical parenting or critical upbringing has on us is it creates this and then mindset. And here's what I mean. When you look around and you talk to people, there's this belief that once I accomplish X, then I will be where I need to be, whatever it is. And so I'm raised, I'm kind of get this critical parenting. It creates this feeling that I'm not where I'm supposed to be. And so then the next step is that for me to identify, well, what is it that I need to do to be where I'm supposed to be, right? And whatever that thing that is, then becomes the and then. If I could lose weight, then I'll feel better about myself. if I could just get along better with my siblings, then we would have the type of relationship we're supposed to have. And so it creates this idea that I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but that if I just do this thing, whatever this magical thing is, then suddenly I will be where I'm supposed to be. I will be acceptable. I will be enough for the people around me. The problem is, it's always a moving goal. No matter what it is, if I don't have a sense of who I am, the minute I achieve this goal, I'm going to find another one. And so at first it was like, well, if I lose weight, then I'll feel good about who I am. And then I lose weight and it's like, well, you know what? If I started eating healthier, maybe I'd feel better about who I am. So I do that. And then it's like, well, you know what? If I dieted and exercised a little bit more, then I'd feel better about who I am. The point is, in childhood, in adolescence, in adults, to this day, you're good. You're good now. There isn't some hoop we have to jump through to be good. We're good. We're not perfect. We still make mistakes, but we're good. We're good. We're as good as anybody else. And that's the starting point we have to have. For me, this is the biggest detriment to having critical parenting, is this idea that I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but if I just find that peace, I will be. And see, and that's not what we want. We want to enter the world with this idea that I can do what I need to do, that I'm competent, that I'm as good as I need to be. Again, I'm not perfect, but I can manage the things I need to manage when I need to manage them. So what's the takeaway? How do you take this information and start using it this week to allow yourself to see things in a different way? And for me, there are a couple different things. I think the first is to rethink the messages you took from your childhood. If the message was, I'm not very good, let's rethink that. Why is that? And whose opinion was that? The next thing I think we can do is to begin challenging the beliefs we have. If I believe that I'm not adequate, if I believe I'm not sufficient, why is that? And then how do I challenge that belief? If I say, well, I must not be good enough because I got in trouble a lot as a kid, how do we challenge that? Well, we say, well, you know what? Being in trouble doesn't mean somebody's good or bad. It shows that I was a kid. It shows that I got in trouble, but it doesn't speak to my overall worth as a person. And I think the final thing we can do to try to use this information in the upcoming week and the upcoming life is to be patient with other people. Growing up with high expectations, growing up in a way that is critical, again, I think it makes our expectations of people high as well. But I think we have to remind ourselves that it wasn't fair what people did before to us, and it's not fair for us to hold people to higher expectations than they can meet either. That's not what we want to do. What we want to do is we want to accept people as they are, encourage them to be better, accept ourselves as we are, and encourage ourselves to be better. That's it. That's the goal. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. If you have any questions or anything you want to ask me about, DM me and I'll be sure to answer it. Also, if you happen to be in the Pittsburgh area, I'm opening a private pay practice in Swickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.